bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show of the British.
I can braid it.
That joke will work.
No. No, but it probably shouldn't, so it makes it better.
How are you guys this evening?
Pretty good. And then a monkey bit my cock off.
Really?
No.
He's not been allowed back in the zoo.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. But you're both good?
Yeah. Grand.
Really nothing else to say?
Welcome to the Game Show. This week we have no news whatsoever.
You know, we actually
we have
do.
No interesting things to talk about.
And we actually
and we're
do.
Just going to blab it.
We have
done for the last three episodes.
Well, first of all, we've got a review.
Have we?
We have.
That is always a bit saucy.
I completely forgot about it until right now. So I am just padding while I try and find the review section on iTunes.
Do you want me to do a bit of...
Yeah, could you? Just, yeah. If you could just kind of pad out for a little bit. Because for some reason.
I was going to say, Sam, why don't you recount some Oscar Wilde straight from your brain for us?
Oscar Wilde!
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, it's like.
I just pick a mildly disused word for you to pick me up on and go, that's not a real word. I'll check my illiteracy book. Do you see what I did there? Yeah. Illiteracy
is that,
book.
Is that your microphone that's making all that noise?
Jim? I just thought, and I made that noise. I've realised I do not need to. I should not touch that.
Yeah, it's probably best you don't touch that.
I can swing about my chair.
We've rigged up a weird contraption so that Chiz could spin in his chair and his microphone still stays near him.
It's a swing that we fix to the ceiling. And Chiz kind of sits in this saddle arrangement with his legs spread. Yeah. It's a totally new thing that Paul invented.
Yeah. We have repurposed Paul and Kirsty's sex swing.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, wild. I thought it was something to do with the baby.
Dear. Right, okay.
He said it doesn't get used, but it's a bit too wet for my liking.
Oh, for goodness sake. Right, we have a review. 5-star review. Now, this is going to be really awful because this chap...
Which one of our five friends wrote this review?
No. This isn't you guy. This guy, he's a very nice chap. He runs an IT consultancy.
Do we know him?
No, we don't know him.
Wow.
You're going to say, very nice chap. Usually there's a but that comes
in. No. I was going to say, but he's been communicating with me and Ewan and a few other guys in the network for quite some time now. And none of us know his first name. And we've kind of gotten past that point where it's socially acceptable to ask it.
Well, so, you just have.
Unless we think his
name... In an embarrassing public way, just have.
Well, it's possible. I can't work out whether his name is Solium, S-O-L-I-A-M, or his company name is Solium.
Hi, Sebastian. How are you?
We don't know what his name is. Anyway, his Twitter handle, Solium, says, nice guy, follow him, good guy. And he left us a review. Having been listening to the Big Show and the Mac Show, I figured there might be one show that surely wouldn't cut the mustard in the British Tech Network. Well, if there is, this isn't one. Paul Wheatley does a superb job of hosting and ensures that the biscuits are eaten in moderation throughout the entire episode. These people have a passion about gaming, and it's refreshing to listen to a show that isn't platform-centric. Good stuff. That's a very nice review there, I think.
It really was.
You look dubious.
Suspicious.
Why?
So you know that, like, you've spoken to this person. Did you tell him what to say? Because he mentions you by name and says, well, praised you, which doesn't make sense.
Do you know what else is weird?
Has he not heard your segues?
That is surprisingly articulate for someone who listens to this program.
Yeah.
He's a very nice chap.
Clearly, his knuckles are normal sized.
And are not just covered in scrape marks.
So, thank you very much. Please let me know on Twitter what your actual name is, or if that is actually your name, and in which case I've maybe just insulted you for not having a real name.
We're just going to refer to... Actually, we don't care. We're just going to refer to you as Tarquin now.
Tarquin, the Wonder Monkey.
I like Sebastian.
Sebastian?
Yeah.
Sebastian, the Wonder Kookaburra.
Seb.
Seb. Like Seb. Seb.
Seb Joy.
Seb Joy. Anyway, Seb and everyone else.
Cheers, Seb.
Yes, thank you very much.
Meal Mucker.
We also probably should give a shout out again to the Facebook community, because there's lots of people in there posting lots of interesting stuff and we don't mention it enough. We also can probably assume that the Google Plus community has some activity on it that we're kind of broadly ignoring. It's kind of,
no one's even bothered.
Do you know, it's probably like a thriving city of chat,
or it's like the back an abandoned pub, and you know there's maybe just like a crate at the back, and there's a guy kind of writing on the wall with a severed limb,
and an old lady who just smells of weed. Yeah.
It's now been taken over by hobos, and it's now an online soup kitchen.
Oh, that made me laugh so hard I farted.
We'll see. We may at some point meander back to the Google Plus community. What was that you said there? That made me laugh so hard it made me fart or something.
Yeah, that made me laugh so hard I farted.
Yeah, that's too long a show title, isn't that? Okay, so we have some news.
Could you just listen back at the end and found where it was?
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to the whole show. That's Sam's job.
Is it?
I've got nothing else to do while I walk the dog.
Or listen to other podcasts instead of listening to us talk.
Well, someone has to listen. Quality check it.
Yeah, I suppose that's the QA. Yeah?
The what?
Quality assurance.
Question and answers.
Okay, so we do have some news. Apparently, Google, their Games with Gold thing, which is similar to the PlayStation.
You said Google?
Did I say Google?
You said Google.
Yeah, you did.
You're getting all the companies mixed up, because earlier, before the podcast, you called Nintendo Microsoft.
There is a thing about Google.
Well, there's a thing about YouTube we're going to talk about. Maybe that's
I put a thing
confused.
About Google up.
Did you? Well, there you go.
Excuse me.
Microsoft are starting this Games with Gold thing, which is similar to the PlayStation Network's idea where you get free games every month. Mm-hmm. But the big thing about the June one is you're going to get an Xbox One. In fact, there's two Xbox One games.
I don't think you should give Microsoft the credit for that, because weren't PlayStation doing that beforehand?
Yeah, they were.
So, well done, Sony.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody copies from everybody else. Yeah. The fax machine's just a waffle iron with a phone attached.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to cook a waffle on
it? No, but I once took out the power in my house trying to make a toast. Well, actually, it was Kirsty trying to make a toasty with a broken arm.
But what he did, he waffled his face answering the telephone.
Why did she break the toasty's arm?
She broke her arm.
Making a toasty?
No, she was trying to make a toasty with a broken arm.
Right.
And she put when she closed the toasty machine, the cable was still inside the machine, like the power cable.
Oh my golly gosh. So
she pulled down the toasty machine to make the toasty and took out the whole power of the house. It's quite impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
No one died?
Not to my knowledge.
Special impressive.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Really is. Anyway, Xbox 360 and Xbox One owners get five free games. That's really hard to say five times fast.
Five free games in June.
In June, indeed. So Xbox 360 get Dark Souls, Charlie Murder. I've never heard of Charlie Murder. Have you played that?
No.
It's an odd game that I'd never heard of before. And Street Fighter 4 Arcade. And Xbox One, you get Max, Curse of the Brotherhood, and Halo Spartan Assault, which is quite cool.
It's been out, they've been doing this on 360 for a while, but I think this is the first month it's come out on Xbox One.
Indeed.
I downloaded Dark Souls after buying it not that long ago on PC for £6.
And did it
gutted.
Work? Have you tried it?
No, yeah. I just left it down.
I've done that before. I've done that with the PlayStation 1. I've bought a game. I can't remember where it was now. I bought it for the PC, or maybe it was the Mac or something, and it came out the PlayStation like a month later. It's really annoying when that happens, but it's for free, so you know. Yeah.
So I downloaded Dark Souls today, so I'll get stuck in that at some point, because I was looking to purchase that before. By the time I finish that and play other games, I'll pick up Dark Souls 2 and it'll be cheap as well.
Indeed, the interesting twist with this, which I can't really work out why they've chosen to do this, but with the Xbox 360, these games are yours forever.
So even if you run out of gold, you still keep it?
Exactly. With the Xbox One, they're only yours while you have gold.
So they're following the PlayStation Plus line for the Xbox One, but not for the 360.
I don't know why that might be.
It's not a very clever way of promoting your new kit.
It's probably one of these things that you sort of assume nobody will really care about.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't really get the logic behind it. Why change it? But equally, is it a big deal?
Well, they're not changing Xbox One. It's just that this is the first release, but they're just saying it's going to work in a different manner for Xbox One. But at the same time, it's like, well, why have them different? Why not just match them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the same price for gold on Xbox One as it is?
Exactly. Would you stop moving chairs?
It's like my six swing chairs backfiring horribly.
if you will.
backfiring. I told you not to inflate that thing.
I'll be backed up for days. Well, the cheapest I can find Xbox Live for is about £25. That's in a website called CD Keys. And they're probably the cheapest I can find a PlayStation Plus subscription, but that's £35. I've yet to find a PlayStation Plus cheaper than £35 unless someone out there knows of a cheaper place. So I'd say it's cheaper to get Xbox Live than it is PlayStation Plus. Well, or you're more likely to find better deals anyway.
No, I really
but officially, they're the same price.
I need to do something about that because both my PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live are currently doing month-to-month rollover, which is a ridiculous waste of money.
Cancel that.
Yeah. It's just laziness on my part because you know when it expires, your 12 months, well, in my case, it was about 7 years, it automatically defaults. Mm-hmm. To month to month,
you get a warning before it does that. Though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't listen to those. I have a to do list thing in my to do list app.
I thought you said a tattoo list there for a second. No. That would have been weird.
But they don't make it easy because you have to for the Xbox. You have to go to the Xbox actual website to cancel. You can't do it on your Xbox, which is annoying. They should introduce that. But then again, that makes people go like you go. Oh, I'm too lazy to do that. I'll just let them keep taking.
Yeah,
money.
That'd
but,
be
you know, the other way around for me because I would have let. So I remember getting the email. And I was sitting in front of my computer when I got the email, and it would have been really easy for me just to go click the link, purchase an annual subscription, job done. And okay, I would have spent more than probably getting it from like CD Keys or something like that. But I didn't. I took that email, went, oh, I can't really be arsed just now, and I forwarded it to my to-do list, which all that really does is it just gets it out of the way, and I kind of forget about it.
This list that's buried away just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it does.
A list you'll never see.
It's huge. I actually tried, I have an app that I actually bought. It was reasonably expensive to-do list manager, thinking this was going to solve all my to-do list problems. And just on Sunday there, I decided to move it all into Google Docs because that seemed, for me, felt like a better way of dealing with it. It was a silly waste of money. Anyway, rat hole. Grand Theft Auto 5, supposedly a date has been confirmed for 2014 for Grand Theft Auto 5 in the Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Does he actually say a date or just say we have a date set, but I'm not going to tell you?
So this is the on the Ecumenical News, which I've never heard of a website.
This is when I saw this link.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenical? Oh, is that a religious thing?
That would be an ecumenical matter.
Is that religious?
Father Jack.
Right, okay, but you're not answering my question.
It's Father Jack, Paul.
Okay, does that mean yes?
Father Jack.
Well, I see some of the links at the top there are called church, culture, belief, humanitarian, tech and lifestyle. Anyway,
Is this where we're getting our
people
gaming news
live
from
the
now?
Tech and lifestyle. Well, just like wandering around, smacking people up and throwing fireballs across the room. Sweet.
Yeah, so they've got like,
it's the Hadouken dirt culture.
Yeah. They've got cats and pandas they fight as well.
I freaking hate pandas. Yeah. Totally like panda.
So somebody tweeted this link out. That's the only reason it's in the show notes. And I thought it was quite interesting. Notwithstanding the fact that the source that we're using here probably isn't mainstream gaming news, but a chap named Shinobi 602 apparently was having a conversation with another guy called Shakaya Sharan. Apparently Shakaya said 2A says Grand Theft Auto 5 high definition coming in 2014. Any info on that you have? Interesting that you said
she's a soul that is shriveling and dying.
This just feels like you've just picked out a random Twitter conversation between two people no one knows and meant, right, some gaming news here.
Do you know what's quite heartening rather than disheartening? The fact that this article is on a kind of religious website, you would kind of think that they'd be against it. Big up you, well done.
So I read through this post and it does go on to sort of give it a little bit more credit. Apparently the response was echoed by others who know about this on the Gear Nuke site, and as also his previous predictions have come true. So Shinobi 602 said, no idea mate, though they do have a game set for this year, I'd imagine that to be it. So supposedly this Shinobi 602 chap actually works for Rockstar or has some affiliation with Rockstar.
So we don't know that either.
We don't know that. And very rarely Rockstar do very much at
E3. Do you know what Crazy Dave on the bus told me? Yep, there we go. So I think at this point we might probably just move on.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll leave that one alone. The next one is Do any of you have GameCube controllers?
Yes.
Many.
Do you want to use your GameCube with your Wii U?
Desperately.
I would, but I don't want to buy an extra feature to do so.
Yes, I know. And despite the fact that, well, in fact, the Wii had that ability.
Yeah.
I could never get it to work. So yeah. I think it only worked for some games.
Yeah, it was maybe only some games, but yeah. It was like, that's probably the reason why I kept, well, I think I've still got my GameCube. I never sold it. But as an extra controller, for example, an extra controller for Mario Kart, it'd be really handy to plug that in.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about this is basically Nintendo have announced that as part of the new Wii U Super Smash Brothers, you're going to be able to get a controller, sort of like an adapter thing that plugs in and allows you to pop in four GameCube controllers.
Like it used to get back in the Mega Drive days, like a bar.
Yeah,
like
that, I remember like that. That was like awesome.
A controller bar thing we went.
Yeah. Mm.
But the interesting part about this is a week ago, Microsoft, I'm really getting my companies mixed up tonight. Yeah. Nintendo announced that they were partnering with PDP to create a GameCube style, quote, fight pad for use with Smash Brothers. So, essentially they'd licensed some kind of technology and were kind of partnering up to build this pad that looked like a GameCube controller. This company called PDP. And a week later, they actually released their own version of that so that you can actually use.
I really like pooed on that.
Yeah.
That company.
I know. Well, so I guess one argument for it is there's a fair chance that the PDP controller will be wireless. I don't know any of the details. I was not familiar with this story actually beforehand.
The picture I've seen, it's all wired in.
Oh, it is wired in. Yeah. So you're only going to be able to use two because there's only two USB ports in the front.
No.
We're not talking about the PDP thing. We're talking about you're talking about the thing that Nintendo's.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So that's like an external thing that you plug in with wires. Mm-hmm. But the benefit, I'm guessing, with the PDP thing would be that this thing that they're working on with them, that's wireless, yeah.
All right.
And presumably you're not having to worry about dusting off your old GameCube controller that maybe is not working and it's
how many people
inside it
really are going to have that as well.
Well, I have like, them, but I'm
but
not
of
in
the majority of yeah. Wii. And Wii U owners, how many people are going to...
Do you not think that...
I don't think that many.
Yeah, I don't know, I'd be guessing.
It's the family console, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it just seems an odd move for a week later for basically pooping their parade, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how that pans out. No doubt, nobody will use it, nobody will care. Because have either of you ever played Super Smash Brothers?
No, it seems to have like a quite a cult sort of hardcore following though.
Yeah, I mean this article
get really aggressive against people who bash it.
This article
it sounds like one of those.
Oh, I can't even bash it. Besides, oh, I'm not a fan of that, and then they come to your door and kick your head in.
Jehovah's
Witnesses are always doing that to me.
Well dressed as Super Smash Brothers characters.
I mean, this article.
It's nothing more trippy than having your head stamped on by Kirby.
This article on Forbes.com goes on to talk about that apparently this is, because this is the fourth installment of Super Smash Brothers, it's normally, I can't remember exactly how worded it, but it's sort of like a console-defining game. I mean, it would appear that Forbes certainly believes that this is a big, big deal for Wii or Nintendo.
I think they'll do well with it, but I don't think it will shift as many as what its Mario Kart 8 has done.
Mm. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later. Yeah. But I'd
say that's a bigger game than Smash Brothers.
Mm.
But I mean, Smash Brothers is going to be bad for Nintendo. It'll do very well.
It's a beat 'em up with Nintendo IP, isn't it?
Pretty much. Is it four player? It's basically just a
beat 'em up. Mm.
Yeah, a beat 'em up. But
Nintendo.
I'm sure, there's more to it, and fans will argue more than that. But
sure. Carrying on the Nintendo news, they've announced a new YouTube affiliate program focused on getting ad revenue from fan videos. So at the moment, I don't know how familiar you guys are with the whole ad revenue model on YouTube. But for example, if we were to release a video of us playing Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put some kind of affiliate links into that. We would get revenue for everybody that clicks through those links, as do Google. So it's not 50-50, but you share the ad revenue with Google.
To make it a drinking game as well, if somebody's watching it. Every time we say "F off Luigi," you have to take a shot. Phone could be smashed by the end of it.
Yeah, that was a big feature of Saturday's gaming session. But anyway, so you share revenue with Google. And basically what this is Nintendo are stepping in and going, you're making money off of our internet property or intellectual property. We now want to cut that too. So that's all this is that Nintendo are now taking a cut of what Google... Well, I'm presuming Google's...
If your own YouTube channel is using a Nintendo game, they want a cut of it, basically. Mm-hmm.
If you've got affiliate links in it. If you don't put affiliate links in, it's not relevant. It's irrelevant.
I can kind of see the point on that. A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's screwing people
your
like us.
Your thing wouldn't be possible without them.
It's highly unlikely Google are going to be giving them any of their ad revenue, so it's basically going to be squeezing the content creator. But it's fair use as well.
Do you think Nintendo would be doing this if the Wii U had sold as well as the Wii?
Yeah, they're obviously just kind of checking behind the couch and behind the fridge for anything to change.
Yeah, it's because they've went from the Wii, which printed cash for them, to the Wii U, which has been a bit of a disaster for
them. So what you're saying is this is Nintendo's equivalent of mugging an old lady who's just picked up her pension?
Pretty much.
Sweet.
So there's an article, Sam, you put in here, speaking of the Wii U and Mario Kart. So Mario Kart 8 boosts UK Wii U hardware sales by 666%.
Which, as I put in the notes, proves that Mario is in fact the devil.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about Mario Kart U in a little bit, but I can totally see why this would do this. I mean,
Mario Kart 8, it's not called U.
Sorry, I keep calling it that. Yeah, Mario Kart 8.
There's too many games putting the Wii U in the end of it. It was just piss off.
Mm. I mean, it is a good game. I can totally see why it's...
I enjoy consoles. It.
But from your point of view, so now me and Chiz both own a Wii U, myself in a kind of a variable
Wii. It's not going to make me go and buy one.
No. I mean, if you... So somebody came along to you and said, I'm going to buy you any one of the three next-gen or current-gen consoles, and I'm including Wii U in that, which is sort of a grey area anyway. Which one would you buy at this stage?
I'd have to do a bit of research on what's going to be coming out.
Do you think the Wii U would even be on the chart there for you?
Probably not, because that's the only game that I'm probably going to be interested in.
Interested in the two Mario games?
Zombie U was all right. No, I'm not. No, not in the slightest. Zombie U and that.
I sold my copy of Zombie U.
The other two, I still... Like, there's nothing that's inspiring me about. Maybe after E3, I'll be like,
see,
mop and bucket trailing after me because I'm dribbling everywhere. But
even then, E3 is not going to be talking about stuff coming out next month. It's going to be at the very earliest. It's going to be like Christmas time.
I still ain't in any rush.
No,
that's like there's only.
Do you guys revel in the fact that you have?
Well, the example of where my Xbox One currently is sort of showing that. It is currently sitting on a shelf in my office.
How much use are you getting out of it? More than anything else?
At the moment, I've got everything, but I've probably been gaming more on my PC at the moment because I'm still been buying all the big sort of games. I've been multi-platform, and I've went for the PC version and for each one of them because
it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, and it's better graphics, and my PC is capable of doing those better graphics. I don't understand if somebody wouldn't get it because they had a crap PC, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I've basically got like three games for each console, and then obviously I've bought more than three for my PC the past few months. And I probably get more use from my Xbox One than I have done with my PlayStation 4, but that could change. I say it all depends when the games come out. I say it's your first year, so it's always going to be a bit barren. You know, it's when you get into the 2-3 year stage of it, so that's when things generally get pretty exciting and good.
As I said previously, that's
what happens if you're an early adopter. And Sam, you obviously didn't feel the pressure to go and buy it straight away. You're prepared to wait, and you'll pay for it in the end because later on, I mean, you'll come good because you'll probably pay a lower price, and you'll have a better selection of games to get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from my point of view, Forza has been the only thing I've been like visually impressed with on my Xbox One. You know, the main thing that my Xbox One gets used for, and I would say pretty much for the last 2 months, is the Lego games, which realistically, they're not... The Xbox One's adding nothing to. I could have bought them on the 360.
It just looks
really experienced
a bit crisper graphics, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, my Xbox One's unplugged, primarily because I had a really bad lightning strike in my street last Sunday, and so I've unplugged because my telly got taken down and stuff like that. So my Xbox One has been moved.
Have you checked your Xbox One to make sure it's been blown up?
Yeah. Morgan was actually playing the Lego movie on the Xbox One when it happened, so she switched it back on again and carried on playing it once we made sure everybody was safe. It was really bad. House four doors up from me actually had holes blown in the roof with a lightning strike. It was quite scary. Anyway, so my Xbox One's up here because I'm going to plug it in.
Sure, it was more scary for them.
I'm sure it was. Their house was going to the market on the Monday. So I feel really bad for them. Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Like I said, every plug was blown off the wall as well.
Yeah, and all the other ones on the street. We were quite lucky. It was only like our ADSL filters got exploded. Blown up.
Elder Scrolls is out there. Anyone heard anything on that? Sorry, Paul.
No, it was Ross.
Breaking news. Carry on.
It was Ross, I think, when it released, mentioned something about jumping on to it and asking everyone else did, and but everyone ignored him because we thought, no.
I didn't even notice that.
He never comes when we ask him to think. No. So why should we go to things around? Love you, Ross.
We're not bitter, but you will be getting punished.
Just so everyone knows, we're referring to the little kind of gaming session that we had with Xbox 360.
Technically, we're referring to the last three sort of social events that we've made with the gaming show. So the bash last year, the Christmas quiz this, like just at Christmas time there, obviously, and the gaming session last Saturday. Ross has said he's going to be at all three of them and pulled out within days of the event every time.
Or on the day.
But anyway, this is by the by. Anyway.
But he's not the only one.
No, he's not the only one. No, he is the one that's consistently done it to all three, but he's not the only one that did it on Saturday.
Yeah, he's made the list.
Yes. I've been playing my 360 almost 100% of my gaming recently, just because the games that I want to play are still.
It's got a large catalogue of games, that's why.
Mm. And they're still good games as well.
That's like the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Wii U all come good with the games eventually. And it's the Wii U is getting there. For example, obviously, I've got a boy basically for Mario Kart and a Zelda when it appears. I'm sure maybe next year there'll be Zelda or something, but there'll be the odd game. But I would say by the time this generation's finished, I'll play at least amount of games probably will be on my Wii U that alone. But as long as they're like Mario Kart and a really good Zelda or one or two of them, I'll be quite happy with that.
Yeah. Homefront. Sam, you put this in as well. Homefront is suddenly looking interesting to you.
Jesus, watch the video though. She should probably talk to him.
What was it about this was making it look interesting for you?
This is one. It was home. The first Homefront was one of my bargain basement games a while back.
It wasn't an awful game, but it just didn't live up to its reputation. And then this one, there was big rumours about this one kind of looking like it was going to be a bit wishy-washy but
they're using the Crytek 3 engine. You can see the game from the video and the screenshots, the game does look pretty gorgeous looking. Yeah. And it looks like they're not doing it for the 360, for the 360 or PS3. So they'll be focusing just on next or new generation.
We're not putting the microphone attached to your chair again.
This is not worth it. Every time I want to change the position to feel more comfortable, you can hear my butt moving.
We need a video.
I also like the fact that it sounds like it's just kind of like sandbox guerrilla warfare. Mm-hmm. You get the run of the entire thing, mm-hmm. and I would presume that it's going to be fairly large, mm-hmm. and you just perform your own little guerrilla strikes on stuff. That sounds pretty funky to me.
Cool. Why didn't you use that for your preview, but you've left your preview blank? Didn't think.
That was my preview.
Okay, cool. That was...
I know I did have something else, but I forgot to type it in, and now I can't remember what it was.
It was the problem. It was one of the things with the first Homefront, it felt very much it was a game made on a shoestring.
Yeah.
You feel like
even the cover art made it look like.
Yeah, like if you like, which at the same time, it was probably a small team who did the best they could, mm-hmm. and then probably had a time frame to get the game out. But hopefully, with this one, they've got a lot more resources and time and whatnot. And they're working with a good game engine as well.
It was the one with the remote control tank, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had moments where we could...
It was North Korea that you invaded.
It's basically, was it Red Dawn? No, was it Red Dawn?
Kind of,
That idea, basically,
So I still haven't seen the new film.
I don't think you should.
I really want to.
I really don't. Yeah. No, I'd rather syphilis.
And another one of my filler stories, please, Paul.
This isn't a filler story. I thought this was quite a good one. So Sam put this one in the show notes, but I'd actually made a note myself for put this one in as well. And basically, it's the Valve.
You made a note for the notes?
Yeah. So I emailed myself to put this in the notes.
You know, just put it on the notes.
Did it go to your to-do list?
I did not go to my to-do list. It went to myself, which I regularly forward on to my to-do list when I do those kind of things.
Do your lists and to-do lists have spreadsheets to go with them?
No, I've had to move some of my to-do lists into spreadsheets. Yeah. Because they were getting too expandable. So basically my to-do list was...
Okay, Valve delays Steam Machine controller to 2015.
Yeah, so...
well, that's that story done.
They moved into 2015. The crux of it, basically, is they got lots and lots of feedback from some demo units that were out there, and they decided it's not 100% yet, so they don't want to release anything.
Which is delaying for the right reasons.
It is, but, you know, that whole kind of thing, real artistship, you know, put it out there, get folk to give you some real feedback on it. Don't just sit on it for days and days and days and days and days.
Well, put it out and then get slated for putting it out when it's not really ready. Being put out.
Well, Pua, they could have done something like...
There's a lot of ways you can say it.
No, I know. You could have done something like the Google Glass thing, whereby if you want it, you can buy it with massive amounts of caveats to say, do you know what, this is not ready yet, but we want to get real human feedback. That's what they did with Google Glass. You know, put a massive price tag on it so only the real serious people are going to buy it, even though it's not worth it. Because, I mean, they know that Google Glass is worth like kind of $150 worth of parts or something like that. And they're selling them for $1,500. But doing that kind of thing for these kind of things, it's giving you real human feedback and stuff like that. I just think delaying this is potentially doing a Half-Life 3 to the Steam machine. It's just, it's going to be, it almost feels like vaporware. I know it's not properly vaporware because we have seen a Steam machine, but I don't know. I don't think it should
be like this.
It just seems to be around for a while, or not around for a while, as the case may be.
Just doesn't care.
No, that's...
I'm probably not going to buy one anyway. I don't really care. But
I say all three of us have got
PCs.
All right, sort of gaming PCs, so there's no real need. But for someone who's thinking of getting into PC gaming, it's an idea for them. But the price points they've shown off so far, from what they are a bit
pretty awful.
Yeah. Do you want to do predictions at this stage, or your E3 predictions? Oops, or, I just dropped my pen.
I don't really have any.
Are we going to see Half-Life 3?
No.
Well, Rockstar never ever come to E3.
No.
Right. What are we not going to see that we would like? We're
Red
not
Dead
gonna
sequel.
There was a little bit of teasing about that, actually.
I don't think
there was a mild feather light ball tickle.
Well.
How does that feel? Go ahead.
It doesn't really feel like they would use feathers to promote a Red Dead thing.
No, I'm saying, you know, like rumor wise, yeah, there was a tiny bit of rumor about
it's
it.
Not E3.
It's Rockstar said they are releasing a game next March 2015, which will probably be delayed till end of 2015.
Yeah, so that's likely
But they didn't say what the game was, so folk are going, oh, but Red Dead, it's going to be Red Dead. Or I think most people are hoping it's Red Dead.
It's going to be Red Dead.
That's kind of doing the whole like Fallout 4 thing, where any kind of mention is, oh, it must be Fallout 4.
A slightly unrelated topic. Have you seen that Mass Effect are releasing a Lego version?
Yes.
Are they?
No.
So Sam put in a show notes.
Oh, was that? Yeah. I was like, what?
No. Sam put a show. It was actually quite funny. Like, I bought a few of them. I bought in the sense that I believed a few of them. So, this guy and his...
went and spent money on fictional intellectual property.
Some of the links and Paul, credit card details.
Paul was actually throwing his money at the screen while dancing in his pants.
Cheers. Some weirdo paid me like 300 quid today. Do you want to go to the pub?
So Sam put this really quite good link in the show notes, and me being me just skimmed it. And I just read the game titles, and a few of them I was like, nah.
And Paul likes to take every third word and create his own sentences.
And rename all the people.
Yeah.
So one of them was Red Dead Revenge. And I thought, awesome. And then I read the description, and it basically, it's this couple that I didn't recognise.
Starring Ted Nugent.
And their son realises what his dad did and goes out on a rampage. And Red Dead Revenge is basically about the son of these two people in Red Dead Redemption.
It's the leader of the revolution in Mexico.
Oh, I've not got, but so
and
I'm playing.
Who is a total asswipe?
Right, I'm playing back through Red Dead as Sam is as well, which we'll talk about later. But and I haven't got back to Mexico yet. So
Loaiza.
It's been years since I can play that game. I can't believe how long Red Dead's been out. I was trying to work it out, and I think it's about 4 and a bit years.
Do you know what I was saying the other day, and I'm replaying it as well. Mm.
Which means
I swear
sequel must be well in development.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I swear it's the best game on.
Yeah, it's
just brilliant. Yeah,
there awesome was, I'm sure we could, there was a reader's sort of list where people voted for their favorite sort of 360 game, and I think Red Dead was basically top. There was a lot of people like it was Grand Theft Auto, whatnot, but a vote was just like, loved Red Dead. Cowboys, go for it.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
GTA is good. It's really amusing and it's got good story, but Red Dead was just something new. It was totally different,
yeah.
And it felt I mean, it's a pretty big map anyway, but it felt even bigger because you're on a horse, and they purposely made like the little paths all over the place, and there's so many weird little things like cannibals eating people in the corner and bird shooting and herb collecting, which I really
I never quite got the hang of it at all.
But there's loads of little things happening and wagons being held up and. Tons. It's just fantastic.
And the lasso was brilliant.
Love dragging people along for miles for no particular reason.
Just I told you the other day, the first day I was playing it, I remember just walking along and there was something on my map, and I think it was, I say a herb, I didn't know what it was at the time. Oh, what's this? And then some guy ran up and went, hey, help me. Then proceeded to shove me off my horse, jumped to my horse, basically gave me the finger. It was just about right away. I managed to get my feet and lasso him back off, tied him up, took him to a train track and dumped him there and got ran over by a train. And it was just like, take that, you horse thief.
Do you know what I don't like? Cougars.
Yeah.
And I don't mean hot older women. I mean cougars in the game because they hit you and you hardly ever manage to shoot them back.
They are the most dangerous thing in the game.
And three times in a row now, I've had three cougar attacks, one after the other. Yeah. So I've hit one, killed it, I've been skinning it, another one's got me.
You get that in Grand Theft Auto 5, the cougars
really
are in
annoying.
Grand Theft Auto 5. They're not as prolific, and they're not the hot older women.
They're quite vicious.
It's like, if cougars were that dangerous in real life, they would be the dominant species on this planet.
Bears are quite aggressive in this as well, they're quite good.
One of my favourite things I ever saw for when I was playing a game online was I was playing online with Lewis, and all I could hear him in my ear on the headset was him laughing his ass off, and I turned around as the sunset was just too I could just make out, what's the word I'm looking for, he's on the rise in the sun,
silhouettes
of him running while turn around trying to shoot as a bear chased him across the map. He couldn't run forward and away from it and turn around and shoot at the same time. To eventually got him, and all I could hear was him basically crying with laughter in my ears. I witnessed this running across the hill. It was majestic.
Majestic.
That's good. What other games you thinking might get released or announced? Will Nintendo talk? I know Nintendo aren't going to be there. They're probably going to have a direct conference at the same time.
There's a lot of developers are getting their games out the way now, actually, and announcing what they're going to be. As if some development companies are making room for what they're going to show off. So, there's Forza Horizon 2, which I'm not really interested in.
That seems a little quick, as if it's not going to be fully finished.
Mortal Kombat 10 or something, whatever they're on now.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I can't remember the last Mortal Kombat game I played.
I've not enjoyed Mortal Kombat since Mortal Kombat 2, and that was me done with the series at that point. Yeah, so I was like, done with it now. It was cool at times because the age I was and seeing blood on my Mega Drive. Oh my god! Oh, this is messed up. And I go outside and stab squirrels. I'm sure that's what happened to Lewis, by the way. What else? What would I like to see?
This is kind of
dead air.
I've gone through the ones that I know I'm not going to see, and they are pretty much the ones I want to see.
Fallout, so you don't see that. Elder Scrolls, in a proper Elder Scrolls, not the online.
I would love to see that. Yeah, I would love to see a Fallout. I would love to see an Elder Scrolls, like a real one. I would love to see Red Dead. I would love to see.
Rockstar San Diego have not had anything to do with any Rockstar games recently, and it was them that led.
There was a story after Red Dead came out. I remember back that they were. It was basically the head of Rockstar says they were because of the success of Red Dead Redemption. He basically did say in a roundabout way that they'll be making another one.
So I reckon is going to get reset.
Yeah, so that team not long. They probably had, after the game released, they all had a holiday and then got cracking into a sequel, I think.
Yeah. And we've not heard, because they had nothing, as far as I can tell, they had nothing to do with Grand Theft Auto 5.
They probably, it wouldn't surprise me if they did bits and pieces for it, because we kind of shared out work to get the game sort of done. They did certain assets and whatnot, but they've been heavily focused on Red Dead, I would say.
Just because
as if we've got, and we know what we're talking about.
Are they going to do it in the same period, or are they going to do it early? Because surely you can't have a Red Dead Redemption later. because that's at the end of the cowboy era anyway. So you're going to have an earlier one, or you're going to have it at the same period in another area.
What if they did something where you were, it was all like the whole early frontier.
It was a mix and mash of cars and
early cars.
But it was still mainly horses, because there was only one car in the game, and you didn't get to drive it. You're a passenger at one point.
But that's like a real thing. Yeah. Right? Like the whole cowboy the whole cowboy in like 1920s. Stuff really kind of almost tied in together.
Yeah, I just don't think they'd be able to bring anything to it.
Unless you did like slower than Red Dead Gangsters.
If you go Al before. Capone.
Yeah, well, I said that first.
Yeah, I know you did, and we'll just talk about
okay.
it. Okay. So if they did it kind of early frontier times, whereby they're still like populating the West.
And some of them are like flintlock rifles.
And you're having to deal with kind of the Native Americans and all that kind of stuff as well.
Well, yeah, there were no Native Americans in it at all. No. Although maybe slaughtering villages of Native Americans isn't PC anymore.
Well, no, I don't mean necessarily that, because it wasn't all about that. I mean, there was like chatting to them, there was collaborating with them. You know, they could take an angle like
taking advantage of them, selling them booze.
But they could take an angle of that kind of thing. And also, Grand Theft Auto has never really worried too much about whether someone was PC or not.
No, that's very true.
And if they didn't kind of show of what was done back then, you're kind of like, you've just kind of ignored it, or you've kind of...
You've almost been sold.
This is like, you've just kind of sugar-coated that period of time, haven't you?
Or just highlight how brutal it was. Yeah, exactly.
Because you got the whole kind of, like, when they were putting the railway networks out and police forces having to struggle out there because of the railway networks and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of touch on that in Red Dead. But anyway, we talked about Red Dead too much. This show and all the others on the British Tech Network are brought to you by UK2 and Network Union. UK2 do some awesome, awesome stuff for us. They provide all the bandwidth and hosting for all of our shows. They're absolutely superb over there. They've got tons of new domain names, new domain extensions out. I think the .london just came out. I think .ninja just came out the other day. I got an email about that the other day. So if you want any awesome new domain names or anything like that, please click on go to thebritishnetwork.com, click on sponsors, and then you'll see the UK2 logo at the top. Please use that click through. The venture codes are on that page as well, but please use that click through so that they know that we sent you. They're absolutely superb. Please support UK2 because they support us. The other people I just want to make a shout out to are the Network Union. They are basically, what they do is they provide a whole bunch of awesome services and things like that over and above kind of the BT services. So even if you're a current customer of BT, or you're thinking about being a customer of BT, they can provide all sorts of cool things, such as WANs, LANs, fibers, fiber connections, all sorts of stuff. And they don't really kind of get in the way of the billing or anything like that. You're still direct with BT, but they just add all their experience on top of that. You're still charged with BT. They don't add anything else on top of that or anything like that. Give them a shout. Just see what they can do for you, even if you're midterm with your current contract with BT. They're great people. They currently provide the bandwidth into British Tech Network towers, and really help us out there. They're really good guys. And also, I should say that they threw a pile of money and are continuing to throw a pile of money in our Patreon, which I'll talk about later, on a monthly basis. So they're really, really good people there. So please head on over to britishnetwork.com/sponsors and click on the Network Union link. And remember, any of the details, contact details you give them, they're not going to resell. It's just so they can contact you. Thank you very much for that.
So one thing I've got to mention for the E3 predictions would be, I think there'll be a lot of VR stuff.
The whole Oculus and Morpheus
stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll actually see some decent games from it, because most of the things we've seen, well, Morpheus has been
gimmicky kind of
sort of demos, really, to show off. But hopefully, because I think VR, I think over the next few years will become, if it works well, we need someone to shake it up. Sure. And I think this is the thing that could shake it up and make us vomit while playing games.
Have either you read Ready Player One? Ernest Cline.
No.
It's a good book.
I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah. It's but basically that the book is based in a sort of a virtual reality world whereby they use can't remember what they call them, but the treadmills that go any way you want, and you kind of push them so that you can walk about and you're not leaving this sort of 4x4 confinement and stuff like that. But it's a really cool story, and the whole book exists in this world of virtual reality. Touch things because it's got pressure sensitive things in your hands and that cool
sort of treadmill that someone's created, one of them.
I thought I'd heard that, but I didn't know if I imagined
it's what's it called? The Omni something.
I was going to say mono, but that doesn't make sense. No. But yeah, I think it's Omnipad or something like that.
I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, because
you can use 5 days a week.
I've seen someone record himself with a Rift that while playing. It was Team Fortress, which was pretty cool. Yeah. I thought, yeah, you can actually game. And no one could complain you're not having exercise either.
Yeah. But then equally, folks say that about...
They ruin gaming for
folks
me.
Folks say that about the Wii and stuff like that as well.
Yeah,
but, and the whole idea of wearing like a big body cat suit thing so you can feel pressure when you're getting shot and things like that is quite cool.
I wear those most of the
I would love to see Sam and all that get up at the pressure pads, the track thing, Oculus Rift, and just have like a game of like Call of Duty or something
just
like that.
Just exhausted, crawling along.
And he has to play it for 5 hours straight.
Really be a problem because I get shot in the head almost instantaneously.
You'd quickly learn, right, I'm a sniper, and then just lie down. Yeah.
See, I actually think I'd quite enjoy those Call of Duty games if you were able to... I think it's the reaction time and having to remember what button does what. But if you were playing in a virtual reality world where you were holding a gun and you were able to actually react a lot quicker, I think I would survive a bit longer. Maybe not a lot longer, but I think it would work a bit more.
I think that would be just training a whole new generation of mercenary killers.
It probably would, yeah.
Fit mercenary killers as well.
Yeah.
They've managed to hold our generation of gaming back by making us fat.
Yeah.
But the new generation are going to be fit,
what's happened to our
slick killers with no morality.
It's, what's happened to our generation? It's like, oh, I'm so angry, I'm going to kill them. No, I can't get up, so I'll just go with another what's it.
So, Chiz, what's your preview this week?
My preview was Quantum Break.
Indeed it was.
Which I think I've mentioned several times before. Or
I don't remember you ever mentioned
it. It's just one of these games. You should say that, yes.
There's this Watch Dogs thing we're talking about.
Yeah, Watch Dogs and Quantum Break.
I've never heard of that. What's that?
I
still can't remember what it is, honestly. Yeah.
Well, it was Remedy kindly sent out a video last week, which was good of them to actually basically say, yeah, we're not going to be E3, we're going to be at Gamescom because we're not ready for E3, so we just have to wait. Which is good that they kind of said, we're not going to be there while folk going, oh, I can't wait to see Quantum Break, and then go, where the hell's Quantum Break?
Mm.
And then they show off something, the game graphically looks fantastic.
Mm.
Remedy, for me, I've never made a bad game either. I loved both of the first two. It was Max Payne that they made, and Alan Wake I thought was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to this. I'd be interested to know...
Should they make Max Payne 1 and 2?
It was Remedy made Max Payne 1 and 2, and it was Rockstar made Payne 3.
I knew they made the third one.
Yeah. But I'm interested, because they're tying it in with a TV show. Apparently the game will focus on the hero, or the good guy, which you'll play as. The TV show is going to focus on the villain.
Yeah, right. Okay, and, that's interesting.
But I still have to learn how it's going to work. It's like, is it going to be like you play like a level every week, or like which mix in the show every week,
and then takes the votes and does it from there,
or whether or not it changes, it, I'm not entirely sure. Or is it going to say like what it's Netflix doing a lot of shows where it's there, all the shows are there straight away, and you just purchase them and you just play it at your own pace. You know what I mean? So the game and the show links together straight away.
I can't imagine if it's necessary for gameplay, you can't be made to purchase them. You can't be made to build a pay link in for the game and then another.
And what if you buy it like 2 years after it came out? So it can't be tied in directly, because otherwise the game's then. It has a lifespan.
I'd love to see how that works.
Unless the show is priced in with the game as well, so you're buying the game, but you get access to the TV show to download with the game. If you know what I mean.
I play games like that, but generally they involve boobies.
Moving on. So when is that supposed to be out?
They've said it's out in 2015.
2015, cool. My game is... apparently this was a Kickstarter at the beginning of the year, and I totally missed it. There came an Echo. Either of you heard about this? No? So what it is and I know I imagine both of you are probably going to slate this almost instantly when I describe it. But it's a Kickstarter that...
There we go, it's ruined already.
It's a Kickstarter. I like Kickstarter stuff. I've backed a few things on Kickstarter and it's been very good. It's a voice-controlled kind of squad-based army game. And based on the demo...
Run, don't die! Stop dying so quickly!
Yeah, well, based on the demo that they have
Dave,
on the website...
You
Basically, the demo that they have on the Kickstarter website, if it's anything like the example that they gave, it could be really, really cool. So you can actually kind of say,
storm this village and then rape and pillage.
Well, no, that's not the example that they did.
Do you have to make it rhyme as well? So like the magic mirror or something?
It's the only way to make rape acceptable.
So you're able to kind of go through and say, you know, like squadron leader, move forward, attack enemy 5, you know, and you got a lot more interactions and stuff like that. You can change the guns, so you can say, Jim, change the sniper rifle.
Is it coming on Xbox One, so you can use the Kinect with it?
One, it's one of the stretch Kickstarter goals was PC and Mac, Linux and Mac, sorry, which they achieved as well. Apparently, they're all going to be getting released at the same time. If it is anywhere near as good as it actually was in the demo that they showed in the Kickstarter, I think it could be really interesting.
The previous demos are always scripted and always look polished than what they actually are.
Well, it wasn't even polished at all. They had no graphics on it at all, and it was just circles. But basically what they showed was, we've got the game this far and we're doing the Kickstarter to basically add the layer of paint to make it look pretty on top of it. So they showed some concept art, and then they showed the functional demo, which was just circles and lines.
So the Kickstarter is to hire Pierre. We'll paint over the top of it.
They had Will Wheaton starring in the Kickstarter project. They apparently have released a couple of games in the past which have met some fairly decent acclaim in the indie store on Steam.
So basically, at the moment, though, it's Pong, but you can control it with your voice.
No, it's nowhere near Pong.
Up, fire.
No, it doesn't even go to that level.
So it's not even as good as Pong.
I'll show you the video once we finish recording.
I think you should have showed us beforehand.
Yeah, maybe. But it does look very, very interesting. I mean, the demo's kind of cheesy and, dare I say, American. I apologise, that isn't meant to be as a slight to our American listeners. It's just...
It is.
You know, it's not British.
That's true. He's
all of America. Yeah. There's Paul at it.
We're going to leave that one alone.
I was going to say he's a secret wannabe American, but it's not even a secret.
No, it's not. It's just out there.
Yeah.
So there's that. Cheers, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing Watch Dogs.
Have we talked about Watch Dogs?
No. Yeah. Never mentioned the show before.
Right. What is it about?
It is about a card-accord Aiden Pierce, who's basically out for revenge. He used to be a hacker, a job goes wrong, somebody in his family dies, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get you, even though I kind of caused the whole thing myself.
He's
a hacker, but at no point so far, I'm act 2 out of 5 acts, I think, and we're nearly halfway. And at no point is it explained how he's so good with weapons and whatnot. It just kind of goes...
That's what I was thinking. What's he going to do? I'm going to steal your bank account details. Right. Yeah. Now your Yahoo account's sending out penis enlargement.
He's like, you thought you'd delete that embarrassing selfie? You haven't. Imagine an open world sort of Chicago, and you use your mobile phone basically to. It's quite cool. You can basically whoever you point you look at, you get their information. Like it's all kind of random. You get like people. I had one guy called Trevor Sinclair. I'm sure it's a famous footballer. All it said about him was frequently watches cartoons, and you just get random things like that, their salary is, and some of them you can hack their bank accounts and go to ATM and take all their money. And I think the game, what it tries to do is make you, for example, you can hack in, there's little bits where you can hack into buildings and take control of the cameras on their phones or on the laptops, and from there you can then hack their bank account, but you basically get an inside look into what that person's like. So say if they seem like an upstanding person, it's basically the game
tries to make you feel a bit bad about doing it,
and then you get the odd person who's like masturbating over a mannequin, and you kind of go, I'm stealing your money. And
Shagging a bike.
But so far I've
it was a real thing in the news, sorry. Yeah.
And but so far I've stolen everyone's money because I don't know, like if it was some sort of, because there's no after effect from it, if it was some sort of cause and effect from your actions, that then,
like you bump into him homeless or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, I had money and then, you know, I bummed a mannequin. And But
the mannequin mugged him and ran away with his cash.
I'm actually really enjoying it, but when you go back to what they showed off back in 2012, and the city, it doesn't feel as organic and as real and as clever as what they showed off, and compared to Grand Theft Auto 5, where the AI does dumb things, whatnot, but it still feels like a lived-in place. Like, the AI will do random things. In this, it all kind of feels very scripted bad AI. There's no real sense of, as I say, like
random serendipity.
A real breathing city, which made me a little bit sad. But then again, I maybe compare it to Grand Theft Auto 5, and Grand Theft Auto 5 does that very bloody well. So it's like that's a high bar. But take it as a game is like for when you're attacking people and whatnot, and you can hack its cameras and blow up steam pipes, and like it's basically this whole, it's set in the future, and this whole city, like, it explains that basically the whole city is controlled by one system, which is not a particularly good idea. but the game, like, is Dead Sec, which are a hackers group. They're actually saying this is a stupid idea themselves, and they're hacking and saying what's all going on, like a secret organization that you're kind of working with, and they're giving you information and whatnot and so forth to help you and whatnot. So it's not like it's developers have realized thinking the city in one system is a good idea. They realize, yeah, it's a bloody stupid idea, but it makes the game work, and we're also questioning at the same time. But I'm still enjoying it. It's still good fun. Its gunplay is good. Everything you can do with the phone, with the hacking and blowing random things up and causing its traffic jams and things that are all pretty well done. Graphically, I would say it's not as pretty as their original shown of it back in 2012, but on the PC, which I've got at the high settings, still looks really, really nice. Maybe nothing I've not seen before, but the game still looks, especially when it's at night and it's raining, it's the lighting effects and the shadows and whatnot look absolutely fantastic.
Cool.
So yeah, enjoying it. I would say it's worth a purchase and a play, but maybe not. Didn't quite live up to what we wanted from it, or it's not quite as next gen as what we wanted. It's kind of, if you've played Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell and others, so basically any other sort of Ubisoft game, you'll know what to expect, except it's got some extra features in it.
Well, like the whole hack and thing. Yeah. Other than that, it's open world.
Fair enough.
But it's fun. It's good.
What have you been playing, Paul?
So I've been playing, Mario Kart U. So we're playing that on Saturday. Is that Mario Kart U? Mario Kart 8. We were playing that on Saturday. And my Wii U broke, so I've not actually been able to play much more than when we were playing on Saturday. But really good game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Mario Kart. There's not much more to say in terms of the general gameplay, but I think it's the new levels and the cars and all that kind of stuff.
32 tracks in the game. That's a massive amount of tracks. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty awful at it, as I am with all racing games, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite an accolade, actually.
Because, like, what it does very well is, even if you are a bit crap and you're at the back, you get the best stuff to use. Mm-hmm. When you're at the front, you just get coins all the time.
Yeah, coins and bananas.
Oh, fed up of sodding coins. I kept getting coins and I was right up the arse end of everything.
I found out what the coins do. The coins, apparently, you can collect up to 10, but with every coin you collect, it makes you a little bit faster.
So that's
what the coins are. But they also, if you keep collecting them, you unlock, it adds up all the coins you collect in all the races and you unlock.
Surely that's wrong. The more money you have, because they're massive coins and they're gold.
Yeah.
Surely you should be going really slowly.
Did you ever play Mario Kart 7, Paul?
What was that on the Wii?
It was on the 3DS.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Because I think that was the one that introduced the sort of flying and gliding stuff and underwater bits.
I don't really remember that. Because
they've carried that on to Mario Kart 8, but they've added in the upside down stuff.
Morgan had it on her Wii, on her 3DS. I don't know. I'm not sure if I definitely played it a couple of times. I don't really remember the flying bit.
One of the things with Mario Kart is, especially when I was never really tempted to get a 3DS for that, because the whole good thing about Mario Kart is the multiplayer. And unless other people with the game and 3DS, then you can't really do a multiplayer game on it. Which made me think,
well, you can play multiplayer on the 3DS. You can do system-like.
you still need somebody else to have it, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you've just got Wii U, you just need some controllers and a few people in your house and you can play it.
Yeah. And it's quite nice that you can use the gamepad as well. I mean, that sort of makes sense. Of course, they were going to make it with the gamepad, but you can also use that as a steering wheel, or you can use it just as a controller. Yeah. In the same way you can do that with the Wii sticks as well. Mm. But it's a good game, well worth the purchase. I'm not convinced it's a Wii U
Seller.
I mean, obviously the numbers are suggesting otherwise, but I don't think there's enough other games out there that are so earth shattering that make you want to buy a Wii U. But it's definitely a good game. If you've got a Wii U, then what are you doing with a Wii U?
It's a no-brainer. And plus, if you buy it now, you'll get a free game with it.
Has anyone worked out what 666% more of 8 is?
I don't know if it's even 8, because I actually only know 2 people who have Wii U, and that's me and Paul.
And you know everyone in this country.
Yeah.
I know at least one other person, because I don't even remember who it was, but somebody else put a photograph of having got it on Friday on Facebook that I know. Okay. And it wasn't you, and I also put it up on Facebook, but it wasn't my own photo that I was mistaken. Sam, what have you been playing this
person
week?
Has the same
Red Dead, but we've discussed that.
Yeah.
Well, you're on your second playthrough, what have you done differently in this one?
Not much, actually, because story-wise, you can't do differently.
It's one thing I'd like to introduce is, like, even if it's just a binary choice to have...
Yeah, we were discussing
have some choice, because you seem like, can you work both sides in a war? It would be better if you could actually just choose and stick with that side.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't want to be forced into going and burning peasants' houses down.
You want that to be your own choice. You would probably make that choice anyway. But
no, I really wouldn't. In games, I always tend to...
On games, yeah.
In real life, I'm an asswipe. Yeah. In games, I always tend to play the good guy. And I have no real inclination. And I quite like the way it kind of forces you to do bad things, but what I really want it to do is I want it to force me to make like a bad decision for the right reasons, if you know what I mean.
For the greater
good.
Making
really tough choice. Yeah. Like these two people have to die.
Some sort of sacrifice.
I have to shoot these two people. Sorry. Yep. I have to shoot these two people in order to save those 20 children.
Yeah, or like
you had to kill Bonnie, for example.
It's like you have to murder this litten of kittens. If you do this, you get this amazing sniper rifle. Yeah. Will you do it? It's like, do we want the rifle? It's like, yeah.
Also, because we have gone on and on and on about Red Dead, I've been playing the chapter 4 of The Wolf Among Us, which is just exceptional. I cannot recommend that.
How many more chapters have you got to what's finished?
One more. I cannot recommend it more highly. I honestly love it. And off on a random tangent, I also decided to try some kind of odd little indie games as my main game. So the first one was Shadowrun Returns, which, Chiz, you had Shadowruns run at one point, and it's really nothing to do with that at all. No. It's a top-down RPG. It's all right. It's not exceptional in any fashion, but it's quite enjoyable. I found myself kept going back to it and enjoying the story.
Was that a cheap purchase or free to play? Or?
It was fairly cheap. And the other one is a post-apocalyptic RPG, a little bit cartoony, and it's Swedish in origin. It's Crater with a K. I really quite enjoyed it. The story is a bit odd, but yeah, it's quite fun.
Did I not get that as a Bargain Basement game recently?
Don't think so.
No. You're going to open it.
I bought that for £2.
Wow. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Just quickly mention the Bash. The Bash is on the 11th and 12th of July this year, same place, Birmingham. Please run over and get your tickets. It's getting near the closing date for when we're going to accept tickets. So if you're kind of holding off to close to the time, now is the time to purchase. It's a great day. We do some live shows. I caught a burp there just as it was about to appear.
The wet t-shirt competition's the highlight.
You always win.
it's because Ely's learned how to grease up his nipples.
Do you know why he's going to win extra this year? Because from all the money from, what's the thing called? Patreon. He's going to buy himself the diamond unicorn that everyone's always wanted. Yeah. And then do wet t-shirt competition on top of his diamond unicorn.
Nice.
Full on win. In his Y fronts.
The British Tech Network Bash, 11th to 12th.
We do the curry.
We do the curry the night before. It's £10 for to book your place for that. That actually comes off the bill at the end of the night as well. So it's as if you're paying to be at a curry house. But it's a great curry house, really, really good. And it's £25 to come along to the Bash on the Saturday. And that's just basically cover food and drink and stuff like that for the day. So it's not like an entry fee or anything like that. It's just to cover food and drink. Absolutely awesome. Please head on over to thebridgetownnetwork.com and you will see a link on the main page for a click and purchase your tickets. Okay. So, Sam, what game did you have this week?
I can't remember what it's called. Was it Stay Alive or something?
Stay Alive, yeah.
It is actually cracking.
Right.
It's brilliant.
It was Don't Starve, wasn't it?
Don't Starve. That was it. Don't Starve.
No, it's not. No, it's not Don't Starve.
I thought it was Don't
Starve. Don't Starve. Is that not the thing where it's at night time and he's going around? No,
right, I'm shooting what Paul's written there. So
I thought it was Don't Starve, sorry. What is it called?
It's like Stay Alive or Don't Die or something.
Oh, because it was a game you picked it yourself, wasn't it? Yeah,
because I was going to get it for one of you guys and then you failed miserably, so I got it. It's brilliant. It's really funny.
What platform
is
it?
Really enjoyable. PC.
Right.
What sort of type of game was it? What genre?
It's a top-down zombie survival thing. I know it's been done a million times, but you're scurrying around, wallop people with sticks. There's like super kind of well creepy cannibal, maybe zombie-ish people, but like mutant things that come out at night, and they're a lot tougher. And you have to like, you have your little torch, and you got to quickly turn around and point at them, and then they scurry away, and then you got to deal with the normal zombies that are still attacking you, and it's quite frantic. One of the things I really like about it is as you're going around, you find these survival guides done by this mental Russian bloke. It almost like the voicing's a bit like Dimitri. The mental, could be something like that. I can't remember.
Dimitri.
Krakow, I think, actually.
Dimitri Krakow.
Yeah. And the voice is quite similar to, you know, the arms. Shut up. Shut up. The arm.
He's been doing that
shut up.
The show.
The arms dealer in Borderlands. You know the one I mean? He's got kind of quite a similar voice. Mm. And yeah, he gives you like funny little tutorial videos on how to do stuff. And yeah. It's really good. Actually well worth a buy. And how many times have I said that on Bargain Basement? I should buy my own games more often.
So how many biscuits in your biscuit meter does it get? I've invited your own rating system. Go for it.
How many soggy biscuits does it get?
Judge it by the type of biscuit. So what biscuit, if it was a biscuit, what biscuit would it be?
You know, I do like a hobnob, but
I had a hobnob before the show.
Is it a chocolate hobnob?
Do you know, for the price, I would say that is a fig roll.
Wow.
Like, that's high praise. Well up there. Well up there.
Do you get chocolate fig rolls?
That's no.
Yeah,
should you do chocolate? Awful.
That would work.
Would be terrible.
Why?
It just wouldn't work.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make chocolate fig rolls along with our crock pants invention.
Okay, Chiz, you didn't get a game this week because I sent it to you last night and it didn't work.
No, I had Crazy Machines Golden Gears.
Seriously? Oh my God. Second month, second week going.
Second
That's
week,
a month.
Yeah,
right.
Since Chiz had a game,
exceptional. And why was it that you only got it in last night, Paul?
Because I was sitting playing my game last night. And I went, I've just sent Chiz his game.
You cock monkey.
So Chiz, you get a rollover again because you need to get that game working.
If I get working, I say I tried several times a day and it just wouldn't load. At first, I thought it was Steam because Steam wouldn't even let me in the store today either. It was just like it wouldn't display anything, but then when I tried other games within Steam, they all worked fine. So I'll try. I'll. It was only like 200 meg, so I'll take it off and chuck it back on again and see what's going on with
it. I had Trine 2. Well, you actually gave me Trine 1 and 2 because it came with it, but I didn't play Trine 1. I really enjoyed Trine 2.
You think most people would play it in order, but no.
No, not me. So there's a lot of nods to Trine 1 during like the opening sequence because the. This object that's called the Trine reappears during the beginning of Trine 2, and that's what calls these three characters back together. So you've got your standard wizard, your warrior.
Thornycroak.
Sorry?
Fighty bloke,
yeah. And a female sort of bow and arrow.
Rogue. You can do it's multiplayer as well. You can get people playing as different characters. It's up to 3 player or 4, is it? Or?
There's only three characters.
There's only 3 characters, so it's always 3.
Well, it must only be 3.
But the three
characters were quite interesting. I wouldn't like to be stuck with the wizard because I haven't really found much of a use for him other than creating weights. To hold down like levers, so it's kind of a puzzly game. So you go through and so
the wizard's a bit of a fatty, is he?
No. So the wizard, you draw a square in the sky, and this like metal box with like cogs in it. It's quite a cool looking like metal cube drops from the sky. But I use it quite often to weigh down like seesaw type gates and stuff. So the only time I ever choose him is when I get to one of those things. I choose him, get the square thing, drop it down, and then I move back to either the rogue, although it's never referred to that in the game. But rogue, she's like a thief type. Thing and
that's what a rogue is.
This rogue and the warrior guy, and all he seems to do is I just make him and he creates something. He can also move things, so there's quite often there'll be like a baddie sitting waiting for you somewhere and you just move a rock with the wizard, who's got like, you know, almost like the force kind of thing. You can lift up things from a distance and you just drop a rock on a baddie and carry on walking. So that's quite cool. It's a really good game. It's quite a pretty game. It's I like the use of colors. The palette is very pleasing to one's eye. It's a very good game. I would highly recommend it. I'm going to continue playing it. I'll probably play it for about two and a bit hours. So that's much more than I'm supposed to.
I'm going to go back and play mine tonight.
Yeah, I really enjoy trying.
Regardless trying of the fact two, that I have all of these games to play and Dark Souls.
Yeah, because you've now got Xbox Live as well.
So
you've got all these new games from Xbox Live.
Well, I've got it on PC and I've got it on
Xbox. You know, I wish Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus would send you an email to go, by the way, your free games are available. Because I don't think I've downloaded my PlayStation Plus free games since probably March or April.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've missed out on at least six to ten free games.
You know
games.
My way around that, and I was going to do it tonight, is just ask Chiz to tell me when it's coming.
But Chiz won't...
He
won't download all of them. I download every last one of the PlayStation Plus games on the off chance at some point in the distant future I may want to play that really crappy PS Vita game. I download every one of them just to be in the safe side. So you wouldn't tell me if you didn't think there was any...
Have you got Tokyo Jungle yet?
No, I don't. I don't. I should grab that.
You should. Because honestly, love that game.
Anyway, disappearing off on a tangent.
You were really tempted just to get a PS3 just for that.
I really was. I was looking at secondhand ones just so I could get Tokyo Jungle. It's ridiculous.
So if Chiz has got his game again next week.
Right.
In two weeks' time. That emits him from this little game. So will me and you just get a game each then?
I have a game prepared for someone.
I ended up having to pay twice for that. So that machines game.
I had to buy myself a sodding game because you guys were too cheap last time to get me anything.
Well, I ended up having to pay £7 for that game, Gears Machine game, this time.
Which of those three should I pick? Top, middle, or bottom?
Bottom.
Yeah, I was thinking bottom. But the middle one looks quite odd.
Yeah, is it? Oh, it's a hand in his face. I thought it was a foot.
Yeah, no, it's a hand. The top one, I suspect, is awful, though.
Salamambo.
Yeah.
Which one am I getting? Come on.
It's like a wank simulator.
Possibly. So, Cheers has chosen you Restaurant Empire 2.
Oh, I think I'd quite enjoy that.
All right, Sam, you have...
Possibly Dementium 2 or Salambo.
It's the Restaurant Empire thing.
You can have all three.
Nice.
And play them all.
Sam, you have Amputee.
I looked at that.
I think you managed. It's a surgeon simulator inspired tea making game.
Mm.
Yep.
I'm wearing my tea boy t-shirt tonight.
That's why it was tea, so I thought you'd appreciate that.
Cool. Killer brew just now, actually.
Okay, dokie. That was great. Final thing just to mention, Patreon. So please enter over the britishdinernetwork.com/Patreon. I'd like to thank every last one of you who's currently went over and donated over there. Really, really appreciate it. Basically, it's how we keep the network.
8%.
It's how we keep the network going. We really appreciate everything that you do. If you feel that this this show, if you only listen to this show on the network, and you feel that each one of these episodes gives you about 30 pence worth of value, please head on over to patreon.com and throw a dollar into us every month. I really appreciate it. If you listen to other shows on the network, then take that same and divide it by how many other shows you listen to. If you feel that the network as a whole is giving you a dollar a month, 60 pence a month's worth of value, then please, please head on over there and chuck us a dollar a month. And if you can't afford it, that's absolutely cool. Don't worry about it. We still appreciate your ears on a fortnightly basis, and the rest of the network appreciates it on a weekly basis. So head on over to patreon.com/BritishTechNetwork is the correct URL.
Indeed, because Sam's toilet duck fetish doesn't pay for itself.
Indeed, indeed. We need to get lots and lots of toilet duck. So we really appreciate anything that you can chuck us over that way. It's absolutely superb. Thank you very much.
Also, we'd like to announce our Kickstarter idea of... what are the things called again?
Croc pants.
So we're going to turn the croc kind of format into a thong for men. Mm. So you have like little bulges of balls coming out of it, yeah. And tufts of hair.
And it's depending on how here you are, here we are.
Yeah.
It's going to be
actually sexual.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. If you want to join us on our Facebook community, please do so. It's The Gamer Show on Facebook.
Theme tune.
Make it look hot.
Quite a good community over there. Please head on over and join us.
Nice and breezy.
You can also like us on Google Plus as well, although we don't really have much to do with that community. We really should.
No need to go to the top. Yeah, just dribble out.
We really should join it back over there.
That's where you pride falls out.
If you want to follow me, it's at Paul Wheatley on Twitter, at British Tech to follow the network. And please email us BritishTech@gmail.com if you have any questions or updates or anything like
that.
I am going to... I am going to cancel the show. Thank you very much for your ears. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Toodles.
With the E3.
Hang on, when are we going to do a live one? Actually, I wanted to say that on air. Are we going to do a live one? Yeah, there was talk of doing a live one.
When I move house, so I've got better bandwidth.
Ah, right, okay.
So I was thinking about doing it for the E3 one.
Bear in mind.
Video one as well.
No children, because we're probably going to say.
And we also, if we're doing the video one, we might actually have a prototype of our croc pants.
Oh, yes.
Which have to be made of very hard, sharp plastic.
Yeah, we're going to bring in...
They're not allowed to bend in the slightest.
Yeah, we're going to bring in Fatty Bob to wear them.
Thanks very much, folks.
It kind of oozes out of the hole.
We'll see you in 2 weeks when E3's happened and we'll have lots of news to talk
about. Toodles, it's going to be a better show then, probably.
Croc pants. Bye.
Croc pants!
Pants look like crocs.
Save my scrotum from every one of us.